A recent commentary of mine included an error. I misread an article by Forbes senior editor Kurt Badenhausen and reported that David Beckham had made $170 million last year on endorsements. Mr. Badenhausen kindly wrote to point out that it took Mr. Beckham 5 years to make that $170 million in endorsements. I wrote back to thank Mr. Badenhausen and wondered idly how Mr. Beckham had made ends meet. In a one-line reply, Mr. Badenhausen wrote, "Coupons, Bill. Lots and lots of coupons." I smiled for the remainder of the day. Celeste McGee, a WBUR listener, emailed this week to say, "Your show is one of the high points of my week. I love hearing the author interviews that make the star athletes seem like humans and not gods, which is a good thing." One of the authors I recently interviewed was John Feinstein, who wrote in his most recent book that he may have been the world's first blogger. In that context, I brought up the old joke about former Vice President Al Gore inventing the Internet, which failed to amuse Maxine Saunders of Timonium, Maryland. "Don't you ever read anything but sports articles?" she wrote. "Mr. Gore never claimed that he invented the Internet, and you should be ashamed to repeat this bald-faced lie." Rick Evans went Ms. Saunders one better and accused me of working for the Republican National Committee. Meanwhile, we invite you to send your candidates for our annual celebration of the Super Bowl via haiku by visiting onlyagame.org. Among those already submitted, one of the crankier entries came from James, who lives in Denver. He wrote, "Can't warm up to this pointless bonfire of dollars. The dogs need a walk." And finally, responding to the January 14th show, which was hosted by Karen Given, Bnom wrote, "Only a soccer game is one of my favorite programs, and I think it's admirable for you to let your 9-year-old daughter host this morning's show, but I'd rather listen to somebody older." We're going to clear that up right now. Karen, welcome to the letters segment.
Thanks, Bill.
First, you are over 18, is that right?
Considerably.
And second, your father is in California.
Right again. Though it is interesting that you and he are the same age.
No, it's not all that interesting.
Whether you think it is or not, you can reach us through the website onlyagame.org or leave a message on the listener line 617-353-1860.
And you can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at onlyagameradio. It's 22 and a half minutes before the hour.
Support for Only a Game comes from the listeners of WBUR Boston, where the program is produced. Nuance, offering Dragon 11 speech recognition software for creating documents and emails and surfing the web all by speaking at nuance.com. And Oliver Wyman, a global management consulting firm with 3,000 professionals serving global 1,000 companies, oliverwyman.com. This is NPR.